The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Just then a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. I was very struck by Brian Stevenson's word, proximate. Proximate is getting close. It's the first step to change, to go and become proximate to that which you want to change, the people who need mercy. Proximate is a rhetorically wonderful word for him to use because it just means near, but it has 3 syllables. So it sounds much better. And not only that, it's got an X in it, which is a much more exciting letter than near. But proximate simply means near. And near in Latin is proximus. And in Greek, it's plesios. And the story we read today is about becoming near. It's the parable of the Good Samaritan that has been interpreted for centuries by all the great theologians in the world, starting off the interpretive tradition. And it can be interpreted Christologically, mystically, morally, in all kinds of ways. And it always appears in the Christ Chapel lectionary right here at the first part of October. So I'm not going to pick Christologically, mystologically, or morally, but I'm going to just tell you about an interpretive technique I sometimes use with the scripture, which is just to choose one sense and to interpret the scripture through that sense. And the sense I'm picking today is inspired by this proximity, this closeness. So I'm picking the metaphor of distance and space, and I'm using the modality of movement. So I'm just thinking about this parable in terms of movement from distance to closeness. So starting off with the road between Jerusalem and Jericho, it's between 2 places, and in a spot between 2 places is a dangerous place. It's a vulnerable place. It's a place where you can get into trouble, and surely that's what happens to the man. He falls among thieves. He's attacked by robbers. and he's lying on the side of the road. I think of him as lying in a ditch, but when I was reading the text this morning, there is no ditch in the text. He's simply on the side of the road. You could read a ditch there, but he's just at the side. And the first person who comes is a priest. And he's walking along, and he's just about to be a neighbor to the person who's fallen among thieves. And Mike, you're that person right now. He's just about to be a neighbor because he's about to get close, but he chooses not to. And he crosses on the other side. The next person is a Levite, and he's on the same road, and he's far away, but he's coming closer, and he's just about to be a neighbor. He's just about to become proximate to the one who's fallen and been injured, but he crosses to the other side. He gets distant again and doesn't become a neighbor. And then the third person who is walking along this road is a Samaritan. And we're going to completely ignore the difference between priests, Levites, and Samaritans, because in this distance reading, in this movement reading, it doesn't really matter. So the Samaritan comes, and what does the text say? He went near him. It uses a preposition in the noun, but he gets near him and he sees him. And that seeing, that getting near, causes the next part of the story, which is so long and elaborate, and it tells all the details of what the Samaritan did to this man who fell among robbers. First of all, he gets near and he looks at him and he's moved with pity. He's filled with compassion. And then he takes him and he bandages the wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Think of all these words of close physical nearness. And then he bandages them, and he puts him on his own animal. And in the movement interpretation, I think of that bumpiness of that animal getting to the inn. And then he takes him to the inn, and he takes care of him, and he offers to pay, and he talks, and there's all this detail about how close he is, how close the Samaritan gets in his ministry to this wounded man. And then the parable ends. Who was a neighbor to the wounded man? The one who showed him mercy. So getting near, getting proximate is the synonym for mercy, the synonym for relationship, the way one keeps the whole law, the way one loves God with one's whole heart, one's whole soul, strength, might, and loves one's neighbor as oneself. I heard Bryan Stevenson, and like many of you, I was moved and convicted and wanted to do something. And I've already gotten 2 emails from people who were there that have ideas of things to do in response to this amazing person who was in our midst. But when I got home that night, I thought, I have to do something. And there's a prison in Lockhart, and I know that I have a friend who is a dancer, and she told me a long time ago that she teaches dance at this prison with the women there, and she works with them, and when they graduate from prison, she goes to their graduation. And I've known about this for about 4 or 5 years. And I thought, I've always wanted to go to that prison in Lockhart. And I thought, well, I'm going to be like Bryan Stevenson. I'm going to be amazing and heroic and da-da-da-da-da. And that is what's kept me from doing this for 4 years. Too hard, too big. So I thought, well, why don't you just go online and see if you can find that prison on Lockhart and click on it and see what's up. So I did. And I found the little box. It said, if you want more information. And I put my name in the box. And I thought, well, maybe I'm not going to be Brian Stevenson. Maybe this won't work out. Maybe this is like, I want to go from here to amazingly proximate. But I just start by typing my name in this box. And I got an email the next day. Thank you for your inquiry. You know, please contact so-and-so about our fundraiser and so-and-so about our graduations and so-and-so about our ministries. And I'm telling you this partly because I want to be accountable for this, partly because it's just a little thing. But think about that whole distance from between me and Lockhart, between me and that person, those people that I could get closer to, get proximate to, and show and experience mercy. So that's it. That's as far as the story goes so far. But I know that I'm going to try in a small way to at least get to Lockhart, to at least get a little closer to some people who could show me what mercy means. And just to get Christological for a minute, I'm going to be able to do that because Christ came near me and came near us when we were in that ditch and looked at us and had compassion and bandaged our wounds, took us to the inn until we got better and were well and could live. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.